NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by RCA Victor, now featuring RCA Victor Value Days. Here with the news is Russ Ward.
Space experts at Cape Kennedy are examining the charred Apollo 1 spacecraft today, trying to determine the cause of the fire late yesterday that claimed the lives of three astronauts. Virgil Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee died in the spacecraft blaze while undergoing a test of the capsule atop the big Saturn I rocket. The flyers apparently died instantly, unable to escape the flash fire. At a Cape Kennedy news conference that ended just minutes ago, Major General Samuel Phillips, the director of the Apollo space program, had this to say about the tragedy.
The facts, briefly, are that at 6:31, the observers in the pad area, those in the immediate vicinity of the spacecraft on the tower, and the television monitors in the blockhouse and in the spacecraft checkout building, heard a report which originated from one of the crewmen, whom we will identify from the tapes later as we review this data, that there was a fire aboard the spacecraft.
Major General Samuel Phillips, director of the Apollo space program, at a Cape Kennedy news conference just minutes ago. NBC News will present an expanded report on NBC television and special reports throughout the weekend on Monitor on the deaths of the three astronauts. More news after this from RCA.
Money, money, money! What great values I have for you! I'm the RCA Victor Value Man. And right now, you can find me at your RCA Victor dealers during RCA Victor Value Days. You'll recognize me. I've got money plastered all over me. Values by the storeful on new 1967 RCA Victor color TVs, consoles, and table models in two popular screen sizes. Exciting values in radios, tape recorders, and stereo. For example, swinging portable phonographs for young swingers. Magnificent consoles, too. Not leftover 1966 models, but new 1967 sets. Look for me, your RCA Victor Value Man, at your RCA Victor dealers. I've got the best sound around. Values galore!
The loss of astronauts Grissom, White, and Chaffee has prompted expressions of sympathy from around the world. British Prime Minister Harold Wilson has sent a personal message to President Johnson, the contents not made public. West German Chancellor Kurt Kiesinger said he was deeply saddened by the news and expressed his condolences to the American people and to the survivors of those who died so tragically. United Nations Secretary General U Thant said the spacemen of our times unavoidably incur great risk which they take in behalf of all mankind. I know that the international community, which the United Nations represents, mourns their deaths and appreciates the sacrifices which they have made. The statement of UN Secretary General U Thant. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the Hour when True Filter Cigarettes brings you NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor 67. I'm Gene Rayburn. At the moment, music on Monitor, brand new from Leroy Holmes.
Thank you. When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace anytime and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Here's a bunch you know their ABCs pretty good. They should. They're called the Lettermen. The song, Our Winter Love.
In winter time warms this heart of mine with dancing fire of sweet desire.
Money, money! What great values I have for you. I'm the RCA Victor Value Man. Right now, I'm at your RCA Victor dealers during RCA Victor Value Days. Values by the storeful on new 1967 RCA Victor color TVs, on new radios, tape recorders, and stereo. Look for me, the Value Man, at your RCA Victor dealers. I have values galore for you.
This is Gene Rayburn with live and lively Monitor 67. Now a word from BRACHS.
Buy the bag or buy the box. Your best candy buy is Brock. Fresh from Brock Candyland. Really fresh.
When you shop, look for Brock's Winter Carnival of Candies display, featuring Brock's chocolate-covered cherries. Plump whole cherries in creamy fondant and covered with Brock's own pure chocolate.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Thank you.
The national weather outlook for today. Boy, we certainly have had some weather around the country. Wind-blown snow or flurries are expected across the interior of the northeast to New England, and heavy wind-swept rain is expected along the North Pacific coast, turning to snow inland over the northern Rockies. Mostly sunny and dry weather will prevail elsewhere, with warming through the middle of the country.
Remember the night last winter when you parked your car outside, all gassed and ready to go? But next morning, you found its windshield and its wipers buried deep behind ice and snow. Remember? It took you a miserable hour or more to clear your windshield. Your defrosters wouldn't do it. Your windshield washer only made it worse. So if you have your good ANCO dealer add a pint can of the new ANCO antifreeze to the water in your windshield washer, you merely turn on your washer and watch the ice disappear in mere seconds. Stop at the first service station where you see the new big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. Ask the man to add a can of ANCO washer antifreeze, as directed on the can, and to tuck a few extra cans in your car to make sure you're safe if the storm strikes again. Or if blinding salt splash gets on your windshield, ANCO windshield washer antifreeze will give you ice-free and salt-free clear vision down to 10 degrees below zero. Get it today.
Al Capp, who's the creator of the Lil Abner comic strip, is also Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, and being the outspoken type he is just naturally attracts controversy, somewhat the way his cartoon character, Joe Befutspoke, attracts lightning and thunderstorms. Here's Al on his latest brouhaha.
Miss Joan Baez is a slim, dark young lady who sings songs of protest against poverty for $8,500 a concert, according to Time magazine. There were reports on the wire services that Miss Bias had detected a resemblance between herself and the girl protest singer in Lil Abner, Joni Phoney. Now, Joni Phoney is 6'2", is built like Tarzan, and has a tangled mess of curly blonde hair. Miss Bias demanded that I eliminate the character. Well, when Newsweek magazine asked me what I was going to do about it, I replied that if Joni Phoney resembled any singer, it was Nelson Eddy, and I wouldn't make a move until I heard from him. Now, a day or so later, in an interview with the New York Post, Miss Bias said that the difference between her and Joni Phoney was that my protest singer added violence to the world, whereas she, Joan Bias, had devoted her life to eliminating violence. Well, I've heard from a lot of Joan Baez fans this week, and I tell you, her message is simply not getting through. One letter said, quote, "I worship Joan Baez, and I'd like to kick your teeth out," end quote. Another fan said, quote, "Joan Baez is an influence for nonviolence, and anyone who is against her should be shot," end quote. Another said, quote, "How is Joan Baez going to work for peace when people like you are allowed to live?" End quote. From what I've seen, Miss Bias hasn't quite eliminated violence from her own followers, to say nothing of the rest of the world. Maybe she'd better protest a bit harder, or maybe a bit cheaper. And this is Al Capp, who assures the world that he's never read such violent mail as from the followers of the Queen of Nonviolence. Speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Al Capp, the talking cartoonist, will be heard again later today on Monitor, and the only thing we can predict is that he'll be as unpredictable as usual. Say, do you know what the initials SD stand for? Well, when they stand for Sammy Davis, they also stand for sensationally dynamic in this newest hit of his on Monitor.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but as soon as I hymn to your grace, when the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells me you're standing near, and at the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you. song in my heart. I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start. But it soon is a hymn, dear Grace, when the music swells. I am touching your hand, it tells me you're standing near and at the sound of your voice. Heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a love such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live my life through with a song in my heart for you. With a song in my heart.
Now, who's it?
Oh, yes, Nancy Sinatra.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. Pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in shoo, shoo, shoo. Shoo-shoo-shoo, shoo-shoo-shoo-shoo-shoo, sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend who wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in shoo-shoo-shoo, shoo-shoo-shoo, shoo-shoo-shoo-shoo-shoo, sugar town.
This is Monitor Spanning the Continent on NBC Radio in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're with you on WKJG, which serves the tri-state area of Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Gene Rayburn here at your service again very shortly.
This is the NBC Radio Network.
Gene Rayburn with Monitor 67, where the M stands for many things, very often for music. In the minutes ahead, in addition to music, we'll hear from a singer-turned-actor, Ed Ames, a band leader-turned-speedboat champion, Guy Lombardo. But first, some musicians and singers who are just musicians and singers, but very good ones. Sergio Mendes and Brazil 67.
Remember that once our hearts were one. alone and lonely in the rain. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. Shall be sure.
When you shop, look for Brock's Winter Carnival of Candies display, featuring Brock's chocolate-covered cherries, plump whole cherries in creamy fondant and covered with Brock's own pure chocolate.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Every once in a while when I'm walking along the street, somebody will stop me and say, "Oh, Mr. Ames, may I have your autograph?" They think I'm Ed Ames. And then I have to explain to them that I'm not really Ed Ames, I'm Jan Murray. But when I see Ed Ames, he says, you know, people stop me and say, "Mr. Rayburn, may I have your autograph?" But anyway, Ames, you know, used to be one of the Ames brothers. And now he's a big TV star, one of the stars of the NBC series, Daniel Boone. He plays Mingo, an Indian. Now, what we want to find out is what motivated his change from singing to acting. The answer may lie in this conversation he had with Monitor's Betty Grobley.
The word ambition is a word that I think we often associate with people in show business. And in talking with Ed Ames, I find that he is a very ambitious man. Ed, has this always been so, as a youngster?
No, it wasn't at all. The whole first part of my life, I wasn't at all. I made a great deal of money. I became very successful along with my brothers very early in life. I was a teenage star, you know, one of those things. And I wound up at the end of the whole stay together with very little dough. I gave it away, and I didn't spend it. I mean, I don't think I didn't spend it on booze and that kind of thing. I just gave it away or let it pass through my finger. Others made fortunes off the act, you know, and I never cared. I loved my work and still do. But then when the Ames Brothers came to an end and I went on to Broadway, the theater, and into other areas of show business, I realized that it is an economic situation. One must protect himself in order to stay alive in the business and do the things that you want to do. You have to get some kind of security, because otherwise you're always scared stiff about the next role or the next show or the next picture that you're doing. So I then decided that I would become as successful commercially as I possibly could, and I have been lucky in that respect. I was on Broadway for 4 years, and then I went on to the television series, which was very successful. It's been a top 20 show.
This is the Daniel Boone on NBC. Boone. Well, with this pursuit, you are a father of three children. Their ages are...
That's right. That's another problem. Well, I am a father of three children, two teenagers and one 11-year-old girl. And I want to make my family comfortable. I don't want them to... For a while, things got a little bit sticky. And I suddenly felt that maybe I was doing what I wanted to do, perhaps at their expense. And I want to make sure, above all, that they are taken care of financially and they don't have to worry and can go to school and college and all that. It's only in the area of education that I want to bequeath them this gift. I have no desire to give them Jaguars or any of that stuff, and I don't, nor would I ever. But I think that once that's done, then they do have to make their own way, and that's it.
Are they impressed with the fact that you play Mingo, an Indian?
They kind of laugh about the whole thing. They do. They think it's kind of funny. No, they like the show, though. They really like the show. They enjoy watching it. And they aren't impressed. They're friends, maybe, but they aren't particularly. And, no, it's just another job, you know. Mm. Daddy's making a fool of himself again, one of those things.
We've been talking with Ed Ames, who is Mingo in the NBC series Daniel Boone, and this is Betty Grobley in Washington for Monitor.
Well, with things going so well for him now, it's not surprising to learn that Ed Ames' latest song is titled My Cup Runneth Over, even though it's not really autobiographical.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with
nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Much of the nation is in the grips of extremely cold weather at this moment, so if you're within the sound of my voice and you're driving along somewhere where the temperature is below freezing, and you want to use the windshield washer on your car, if you have one, of course, then wait until you pull over to the curb or the shoulder of the road. Don't risk a sudden blinding sheet of ice on your windshield caused by the airstream evaporating the antifreeze from the washer solution. Go ahead, pull over. We'll wait for you. We'll be right here on the monitor beacon when you come back.
Everyone, everywhere, listens to NBC.
In one moment, a music man discusses his hobby, speedboat racing. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong.
La, 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 la.
Presenting the Winn Oil Company Corral under the direction of John Philip Azusa. With special program notes by Mr. Keenan Winn.
Thank you. This is Keenan Winn. I'd like to point out, first of all, that though my name is also spelled W-Y-N-N, I'm not related to the Winn Oil Company people of Azusa. I do know about Winn's products, however. I've used them in automobile, motorcycle, and hydroplane competition, as well as in my airplane and in my family cars. They're good. Winn's famous friction proofing.
Proofing.
Winn's engine tune-up.
Up.
Winn's new charge.
Charge.
And many more.
More.
All designed to keep your car going strong by the Winn Oil Company of Azusa.
Azusa, Azusa, California. Look, keep your car going strong, capital of the world.
Winns. That's a marvelous commercial. Well, just say he plays the sweetest music this side of heaven, and you'll know who our next guest is. A Royal Canadian whose fascination is speed on the water. The story from Monitor's Burl Womack.
My guest is Guy Lombardo, band leader and winner of the Gold Cup for speedboat racing. How many years ago was that, Guy?
Well, the Gold Cup, Burl, was exactly 20 years ago. It seems like a long time, doesn't it?
It does. But 20 years passes quickly.
Yes, but I raced until, about 5 or 6 years ago, and it didn't seem that long to me, though. It was 20 years ago.
Well, wasn't speedboat racing a little inconsistent with your image? You know, your music is quiet and unhurried. I would somehow think of you as a sailboat fan.
Well, no, I've never had any love for sailboats, although it's quite a sport. I don't know, I sort of got into speedboating, I guess, from watching Garwood when I was a youngster racing in the Detroit River. You know, our home is very close to Detroit. And I think I made up my mind at a real early age that as soon as I could afford one of those boats, I was going to get one, and that's about what I did.
So 20 years ago, you won the Gold Cup, and you kept it up for a while.
Well, I had a very happy 8 or 9 years in boat racing. I finally won all of the big trophies and had a lot of the straightaway records, but there was one trophy that I had to wait 11 years to get, and that was the Gold Cup, or rather the President's Cup. That was a race. I don't know why I wanted to win that so much. Maybe because it was on the Potomac and maybe because the president always used to watch the race. But I ran second in that thing about 6 times in a row. And then I retired from racing in 1954. But I saw a boat I liked in 55. I went back into racing and finally won the President's Cup. And then, of course, the family said, well, what are you going to do? Do it all over again? So they sort of talked me into giving up my racing. However, Burl, I continue to follow the sport very closely, so I've never gotten very far away from it, but I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Still, really a first love. Do you have other sports that you participate in?
No, I'm afraid that boating, from participating, if you mean it that way, boating is still my only hobby. I have a cruiser that I use to go fishing. I like deep-sea fishing, and my home in Freeport, Long Island, is right on the water, so that the boat docks right in front of the house and I can hop in it and go out and do a little trolling or casting, and it's real good fun.
This outdoor life seems to certainly have agreed with you. You look in the pink of health.
Well, I keep myself in pretty good shape, and our business is such a happy business, you know. It's wonderful to go to work at night, every night, and see a lot of happy people. We don't see the sad people that the doctors and the lawyers see. We only see people when they're real happy.
Thank you very much, Guy Lombardo, for chatting with us. This is Burl Womack for Monitor Sports.
And if you want to hear about happy people, be with Monitor next weekend when we'll be carrying the Bob Hope Desert Classic from Palm Springs, California. A lot of great golfers there. Now, here's Jonathan Winters for Ludens.
Hello, Mr. Suggins. I'm making a survey for the Ludens Company. Have you heard our message asking that you never chew a Ludens cough drop?
Yes, I have. The fellow on the radio says never chew a Ludens cough drop. Let it dissolve slowly so you can get longer-lasting relief from minor throat irritations and coughs due to colds.
Mr. Suggins, that's wonderful. But, Mr. Suggins, you chewed your Ludens cough drop. I don't understand.
I'll put it this way, said a fella. I don't tell you, you can't raise pegs. There's a message there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a rabid sports fan to enjoy hearing about sports, because sports is people, you know, and you meet the most interesting people on Monitor Sports.
as well as getting the latest sports news all weekend, every weekend. In the town or relaxing at home, treat yourself to the finest Miller High Life, truly the champagne of bottled beer, sparkling with the excitement of a Broadway opening. Flavorful as only a century-old brewing process can make it. Distinctive, with a taste that means superb quality. Order Miller High Life beer in your favorite restaurant or bar. Serve it with pride at home. No return bottles or convenient pop and pour cans. In the picture pack with a bowling scene on the side. The world inside your arms, brand new from Margaret Whiting here on Monitor.
The world outside your arms is cold.
An author named Jess Stearns will be heard later on Monitor when Ed McMahon takes his turn as your host, and you'll hear some very unusual things from Mr. Stearns about a man named Edgar Casey who gained quite a reputation as a prophet before his death in 1945. One prophecy had to do with a cataclysm involving major American cities, and Mr. Stearns elaborated a bit.
This involved the destruction of most of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York. Actually, in New York, he particularized on the island of Manhattan, and he said that he attributes it to the tilt in the axis of the Earth, which is beginning in 1936.
If you want to know when this destruction is prophesied to take place, be sure to listen to Monitor later today, then decide whether or not you want to leave town. Also to be heard, valuable advice on blizzard survival from a Midwestern expert, and, you know, with what's been going on there this week, it ought to be most useful both now and in the future. On the lighter side, my old sidekick, actress Gretchen Wyler, will talk about her donkey. And you'll hear the funnier things that were said this week in the nation's capital when we reprise Washington humor, news, sports, lots of music, and more on Monitor, so stay tuned throughout the weekend.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace anytime and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Top of the hour coming up, and you know what that means, as always here? That means we'll find the latest NBC Monitor News. This is Gene Rayburn.
This is Mel Allen. I hope you'll join me at the Monitor Sports Desk each weekend on NBC Radio.